And our special guest tonight, William Buhlman. We're talking about OBEs, and he's next on Coast to Coast AM. First of all, William, before we even get into how do we leave our bodies and give us some chances of technique here, why is it important that the astral body leaves the physical body, for example, at night and then comes back? Why is that all important?
Well, because number one, answers. Self-initiated OBEs gives us an opportunity to actually obtain the answers ourselves. Let's face it, most people, there's 6 billion people on this planet, and they're all subservient to belief systems. Everybody has a belief system of some kind that they're adhering to. There's whether it's religious or scientific or just conclusions based on theories. But imagine if you could actually leave your body and discover the answers for yourself finally. You know, do you continue? What is it like? What am I? You know, the real important questions of our time, of our existence, is what are we? What are we? Where do we go? Where do we come from? What's our purpose? These are the real important stuff. And unfortunately, it kind of gets lost in the media here. There's so much other issues being raised. So self-initiated out-of-body experiences gives us the rare opportunity to really obtain the answers to the important questions of our existence. And I tell you, almost all the issues that you raise on your show, if you go inside, if you go within the multidimensional universe, you will find the answer, and you will experience it for yourself. And I'd just like to add one other thing. This is not based on theories and propaganda or belief systems. This is every person can verify this for themselves. You know, I don't try to profess or teach any kind of philosophy. I steer away from that. Anybody that's been to my workshops will tell you that. I teach experience. Learn to develop your own ability to have your own experience. Expand your knowledge through experience.
Sylvan Muldoon, Hayward Carrington, long time ago, wrote the book Journeys Out of the Body. That was Robert Monroe's, and theirs was The Projection of the Astral Body. They said that there are different planes, different levels in the astral state, lower levels, and then, of course, you get up to the higher one of perfection, as you talked about. But what they did say, William, was the lower levels were pretty darn frightening. There were entities on those levels you didn't want to hang around with. Did you ever come across that experience?
I have not, and I'll tell you why. I think it's because it just didn't resonate with my vibration rate. Now, I do feel I get enough reports. I get thousands of people giving me feedback, and I've heard just about every kind of imaginable thing you can that's out there. And you know what it comes down to? It's really about the belief system and the vibration rate of the individual. For instance, if you don't believe in the devil, if you don't accept negativity in your own life, you won't be attracted to negativity when you leave your body. And a lot of people don't like that when I say this, because I'm attacking certain belief systems. But I've had 35 years of out-of-body experiences, and I must admit I've been shocked, I've been startled. I've been scared occasionally by, let's just say, unusual shapes, forms, energies, but I have never encountered what I would perceive to be a evil entity. And I really think it's because I don't buy into that belief system. Because remember, when you leave your body, as we spoke about earlier, you're entering a thought-responsive universe. And we are the creators of our reality, both in and out of the body. But we do it much quicker when we leave our body, much more effectively, because the reality is less dense. And our thoughts are molding instantaneously. Now, I do believe, based on feedback from other people, that yes, there probably are negative energy dimensions. Because as above, so below. If people are negative, they are creating these dimensions. Mm-hmm. But I teach people not to encounter these kind of dimensions. I have never encountered them. And most of the people that I train have never encountered them because there's no need to. You focus on the positive. You're trained. You focus on your technique. You focus on positive thoughts. You focus on a positive outcome, and you will receive that.
But if you dilly-dally in the wrong level, could be a problem.
Well, you can be definitely scared. There's no doubt about that.
I mean, they were, when they were practicing this, and we're talking about a long time ago, for some reason, they were in the levels that you shouldn't be, and I don't know why.
Well, maybe they needed that experience. This is a big topic, because often we will be confronted with our own fears, and many people perceive that as, for instance, might be the devil. But it's actually, for many people, an opportunity to confront the best way to overcome our fears, which is our big block that all of us are dealing with. Fear has to be confronted. And when you leave your body, this has occurred to many, many people, including myself. I write about this. I've had an encounter with a giant sloth that at first glance appeared quite frightening. And when it come up to me and grabbed me and then it licked my face, it dissolved away. This energy creation was a manifestation of my own fear. Unfortunately, many people don't perceive it this way. They take an immediate negative stance because they've been conditioned by their religion and their belief system to perceive all realities as an objective negative force. I don't look at the world that way. I perceive everything as an energy creation, and I'm at the center of it. So I can control it. I can, let's just say, confront this fear. And this is very important. This is a subject that's seldom talked about on the air. But many, and the entire history of hell, devil, damnation, often I feel this is a manifestation of mankind's own fear-based thoughts that they are confronting when they have an out-of-body or altered state. But yet, again, this is controversial because people want to think of this as an objective reality because their so-called book told them that's the case. But it's based on my 35 years of experience, it is not.
No. Are you, I'm sorry. Go ahead. Finish up.
We're confronting, people confront their own energy creations, fear, envy, whatever it may be.
Ever been concerned that while you're out of your body, some other entities coming in?
No, that's not it.
That was another wives' tale, I guess.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of misinformation out there, Georgia. And again, I know that there's people that will disagree with me because they've bought into this entire philosophy of fear-based realities that are after us. I have not found that to be true at all. Remember, one-third of our life, we are asleep. If entities are jumping all over us when we leave our body, why aren't they inhabiting us when we sleep one-third of our life? Why aren't we all being influenced by evil entities? Because we actually leave our body, like I said earlier.
Maybe some of us are stronger than others, William.
Maybe so. But the other, maybe it doesn't even exist.
Maybe. That's right.
My again, it all comes back to the individual creating our beliefs, our philosophies that we hold internally, mold our internal reality and our external. And if we hold fear-based philosophies, they are a giant block to our spiritual growth.
You write about contact and communication with animals during OBEs. I found that to be fascinating.
Oh, I have received so many reports of that. It's amazing. I tell you, every week I get a few that are just stunning. A lot of people have contact, especially with their household pets. I've had the same thing happen to my dog and my cat in the past. But I get remarkable stories of people communicating with their dog, of dogs. People will have OBEs, and their dogs and cats will actually follow them. It's remarkable. And I had the same thing happen to me, and I write about it in Adventures Beyond the Body, where my beagle followed me out of body. And it's amazing. But people have shared this with me so often. Pets are amazing. Pets are, you know, this whole philosophy that pets are below us, that animals are below us, is really a falsehood. You know, they're consciousness, evolving consciousness. They're just using a different energy body in their evolution. And I have gotten remarkable stories from people that have communicated in detail with their dog, with their cats, and with other mammals. I mean, it just because in thought form basis. In other words, when you leave your body, people have communicated with their animals, just like we're communicating now. And it's quite lucid. It's quite intelligent. There's, you know, soul uses many forms in its evolution, and mammals come in all different shapes and forms. We're not, you know, let's face it, we are a mammal. We're just a little more evolved by some standards over a dog or a cat, but they're still a sentient life form. They will continue after death. I've witnessed this many times, and so have other people. People have actually communicated with their dogs and cats. They found them by the bed. They have followed them. This is just a normal part of OBEs, actually.
What about communication with your loved ones?
This is one of the things
who
that
have
I
died.
Teach. Yes, this is one of the things I teach in my workshops. How to contact and communicate face to face with a loved one, if you choose to. Now, this has to be mutual consent. But many people, I have done this, I've communicated with and met my mother, who gave me actually a tour of her home on the astral plane. It was a mundane home. It was a kind of like a row home.
Was she happy with it?
Yes, she was thrilled.
That's all that matters.
All that matters. For her, this was the reality that she wanted. And her grandmother was there, and many of her other people live in like a soul group often. But anyway, that's another story. People can communicate face-to-face with loved ones. And this is one of the reasons that people do attend my workshops, actually. This is one of the topics that people want to learn. Put it in a nutshell, when you have an out-of-body experience, you open up a whole new realm of possibilities. You're now at their level. You're entering their level.
You're coming into their environment.
Yes. And because of this, the door is open to unlimited possibility for communication that many people in the past have felt was impossible. And I'm not talking about just way beyond the psychic, because you have no, you're face to face. I was face to face with my mother. I've been face to face with my uncle communicating. What's remarkable is, and I found this time and time again, people that die revert back to their ideal body form. There seems to be an automatic process, and I've witnessed this dozens and dozens of times. My mother, who died at the age of 73, when I saw her, she looked like she was 20. She was beautiful and young. But yet I immediately knew from her vibration, because you communicate through thought. That's really the universal communication. And she was vibrant, she was young, but yet I knew this was my mother.
Do they bring you messages?
You can ask and discuss anything that you choose. There's no limits. That's what's so remarkable. I mean, there is. You can actually have a discussion. Now, again, this takes some training to hold your focus. I teach different techniques, like awareness now. In other words, certain techniques will help you to maintain your focus. Because people have a tendency, especially at the beginning, they slide. In other words, you can't think of your physical body during an out-of-body experience, or you'll instantly be snapped back.
Exactly. It doesn't work, does it?
No. There's certain rules of the road that you have to learn. And what I do, I try to train people. I have tapes. I have CDs available. And I train people how to not only maintain, not only initiate the experience, but maintain it, control it, and then communicate with others. That's one of the great enlightening things of this, empowering things. People really, I mean, that's a life-changing experience. I mean, it's just a mind-blower, and for anybody that's had the experience.
Have you ever had anybody who didn't want to come back into their physical body?
Yes, me.
Really?
Yes.
It was that enlightening?
I didn't want to, on several occasions. This is not unusual.
Are you forced back in?
You're absolutely connected. Believe me, if you could stay out, I would not be on this conversation on this phone right now. I can guarantee you that. I've tried. All this fear that somebody's going to take over your body, or you're going to snap your cord, or somebody's going to cut your cord, and, you know, I've heard it all. It's all bogus. Believe me, I have tried to stay out of body. Only because it was so beautiful, so gorgeous. It was just stunning.
Well, what snaps you back, William? Is there a time factor or anything like that?
We have an energy connection.
I've always said it's like a silver umbilical cord.
Well, the Bible refers to it as the silver cord. And other texts have referred to it as a connection of some kind. But yes, it feels like you're literally snapped back. I've tried to, in other words, I teach a technique where you go to your higher self, and it's like you're floating in this sea of white light, and you don't want to leave. But eventually, you can feel yourself tugged back. And there's many interpretations of the silver cord. But the bottom line is, it feels very much like you're definitely connected.
And it's like, it starts like under your rib cage, right around there?
It's actually, every time I felt it, it was in the, it's almost like the small of my back, in the spinal column. I've actually felt this, by the way. It was about an inch in diameter. It felt like a cord. This is early on.
And it stretches, it can stretch endlessly, right?
Yes. But yeah. This is a big topic, because this only connects to your etheric body. It's not a connection to your, this is my perception. It's not connected to your higher bodies, your mental body, your subconscious body. It's a denser connection. This is where your energy flows from. This is a very energetic. It's not just a cord. I've observed this, and others have.
Yeah, there's a reason for it.
It's an energy conduit. This is where the energy from the higher planes is channeled into your etheric body and then trickles into your physical body. This is why we sleep at night, because we're actually disconnecting from the physical, and we're recharging our etheric body, our energy duplicate.
Some people who don't sleep well, are they having problems? Maybe they don't leave their body, or maybe it's not long enough?
No, it has nothing to do with that. Some people are just not, let's just say, some people don't need, as you get older, you don't need as much sleep to begin with.
Right. Right.
I'm almost 60, and I sleep like 5 hours where I used to sleep 8.
Yeah, exactly. And you're up and you're refreshed.
It's a part of the natural process. I think we need less recharging, possibly. That's my theory on this.
Well, I think you're right.
But all these fears that you've heard, and I know you've probably heard them all from different guests about the fear you're going to be attacked, fear you're going to not return, fear somebody's going to do this. I have found all those fears to be totally bogus.
We've probably started most of them. You never know.
But I'm telling you, they are definitely not, there's no evidence to support them based on my experiences over the last 35 years. Once we get our biggest problem is our own fears, because we are creating our own limits, not only on the physical world, but in the inner worlds.
When we come back, tell us a little bit about info on trauma and surgery-induced OBEs, because we hear, William, some incredible stories about that. So get ready when we come right back. This is a fast night. In the next hour, we'll open up the phone lines. You can share your stories or questions with William Buhlman. His website's out-of-body.com and then astralinfo.org. We'll be back. Great discussion with William Buhlman. Boy, he is informed on OBEs, isn't he? Okay, we'll take phone calls next hour. I'll be back with him, though, in a minute on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast. We're with William Buhlman. William, let's talk a little bit about some of these life-changing benefits you say are obtained through OBE experiences. How does it work?
Oh, absolutely. This is what makes the entire subject so exciting. The answer is number one. When you leave your body, you go to the source. You actually go beyond speculation. You discover your own, you explore your own immortality. You know it. You no longer believe you're a knower. It's a powerful statement in and of itself. But many people experience, in one of my books, I detailed 27 benefits that people receive. Often it's just knowledge. You will expand your knowledge of the universe and yourself. Many people begin to realize how powerful their own thoughts are, and they begin to take control of their own lives because they realize that we're in a thought-responsive universe. So it begins to sink in. My God, if I can manipulate this dimension, I can manipulate all dimensions with my own thoughts. And it's an empowering experience. It's difficult to even put into words because it's experiential. But you begin to take stock of your own creative ability, and you begin to realize that, yes, I don't have to depend on belief systems. I don't need to be a pawn of the religions or my government or anyone else. I'm empowered to discover the answers for myself.
Even if you're not successful with an OBE, the attempt, the meditation, and what you try to do, that should help you in all walks of life, won't it?
Absolutely, because that's what this is. It's a meditation. And if we have time, I would love to share at least one technique that people can...
Absolutely. How long does it last so I can time part of the program to that?
I can do it in a minute, hopefully. A minute or less.
Okay, great. We'll do that before we're done with this hour.
Okay.
And then we'll go to calls next hour as well.
I also have products that help people to do this. At the moment, I have a toll-free line that people can call to... check out the different products.
All right. Can they also get info on your website?
Yes. Yes. Okay. At Astro Info, if it's okay with you, may I give out this toll-free number?
Yeah, sure thing. Of course.
It's 888-426-3917.
Is somebody there to answer questions and things?
Yes, there is. Okay. And we have a promotion going on with a 4-CD set with a book, and you receive a free Om CD. But this is a training process. It's about learning how to explore and discover yourself, because we're not physical beings. This is so exciting that because it opens up a whole new door for people.
Does it make you a happier person?
I think it does a lot of things. Yes, because you become more knowledgeable. I think it opens up. It makes your life, at least for me, I'm speaking for myself right now, life is exciting because it is an adventure. Every time you go to sleep, you have an opportunity. Every time you lay on the couch and do a meditation, you have an opportunity to have a profound experience. It brings a whole new element into people's lives that they're lacking. Let's face it, one of the reasons people are drawn to religions is because there's a hole in their life. There's that spiritual need, and they don't know how to fill it, so they latch on to what's currently available. But imagine if you could just have your own profound spiritual experiences, or however you wish to term it, and connect to within yourself, and it opens up a whole new world, a realm of reality that's mind-expanding. A lot of people feel that it opens a door to not only, let's say, a more fulfilling life, but it also opens the door to what some people even perceive as they become channels for healing.
I think you're right. I'm going to tell you a quick story, William. When I was 11 years old, I had an OBE accidentally. I had a fever, stayed home from school, was bouncing along the ceiling. It did not last long at all because I didn't even know what it was until I got jarred back into my body. And I realized it wasn't a dream because it was real. It was absolutely real. Dreams are real, but I mean, it didn't have that dream feeling to it at all. It was like I was on the ceiling and my eyes were open. It had that kind of a feel, and I saw my 11-year-old body in bed, and then bang, down I came. I have not been able to duplicate this. I got really close sometimes when I would practice these techniques, my techniques, I guess. You know, and I went out and got Robert Monroe's book and things like that. And like I mentioned, Hayward Carrington and Muldoon and Robert Crookall and all these old people who did, you know, research years ago. But I wasn't able to do it. But I got close. And the techniques I tried was, you know, right before you go to sleep, you got to wake up. Even if you think you're in a dream, you got to wake up. I tried to keep telling myself that. And I meant wake up in that state. And I just wasn't able to do it. But I'll tell you the one thing that did happen to me. Once I had that experience, it was almost as if a portal opened up in my enlightened self. I began to do things that I do still do. I've gotten better. That I could never do before that. And even though I was 11 years old, I got to be more intuitive. My hunches were better. My perception of things in life got a little more keener. I didn't always, throughout my life, go with my instincts and my gut and my intuition. I sometimes went opposite that. Mm-hmm. And almost every time, I got screwed up doing it. And almost every time. And I'm so even now, at this age of 57, I try to tell myself, okay, you know where this is headed. Change it. Don't do it. And I'm trying to learn that now. But I got to tell you, ever since that first experience at 11, it did something to me. Am I accurate with that thought?
Oh, that's very well said, George, because it opens you up. And it's a hard thing to explain. You put it, you said it beautifully, because it's so difficult to explain these things. You open up to a new reality. You open up to your own potential. You become more intuitive. Many people, after even their first OBE, will suddenly become more psychic. I don't even know exactly why, except that we're more open, because you're opening up to another aspect of yourself, and you're becoming multidimensional, because we are. We're multidimensional beings, and as we open up ourselves to our multidimensional nature, we begin to tune into these innate abilities we have, which one of those is psychic abilities, our focusing or accepting our intuition. And this is just a common experience for people. The more open we become, the more in tune we are with all of our true potential as a human. This is difficult to put into words, because it's an energy opening. It's a consciousness opening. And people experience it, and they know it's happening. And it's a powerful part. And imagine if you continue to have OBEs, if that process just magnifies itself. And it also impacts your physical world, I feel. You know, I've traveled all over. I guess you know, I just come back from 4 years in China. I think my inner life impacted my physical life, because the more I explored inwardly, the more I ended up exploring externally.
Right,
I ended up spending 4 years in Asia. I've been all around the world. It's in other words, as above, so below. The more we do inwardly, the more in tune we are, the more things will happen on the outside for us. And it's spontaneous. It's not like I'm trying to do this or trying to do. Things just happen for you, because we become an open channel. And as we become an open channel, the universe provides us with opportunities in our lives.
When you don't push, it happens.
Yeah, you have to be, it's open and receptive. And that's a difficult thing to try to convey, because it's such it's a non-physical type of, you know, we're so used to pushing and making things happen. Here you're just allowing, you're opening and allowing the universe to, basically, this is the way I perceive myself. I'm an open channel for the power of the universe to operate through me.
Right.
And the more I am that, the more the universe will support me in my activities, because I'm providing something for the whole, for the group consciousness. And the more that we work for the group consciousness, as you are as a host, you're providing a great service for the group consciousness of humanity. And as we do this, we receive what we need to continue our quest, to continue our mission. Because that's really what it is. It's about connecting to our personal mission in this life. And it's about service. The more we're service of others, the more opportunities are available to us.
It's like getting tuned into the wireless internet somehow, as I call it, isn't it? I mean,
and you
do it. So, you know, in my case, the quest to try to do this again kept tuning me up, even though I wasn't able to pull this off. Maybe you can help me one day. It did give me, I think, a foundation that I might not have had any other way.
I think definitely. And meditation has the same kind of those who go into deep meditative states also. So it isn't just OBEs. It's anything that would take us inward. But OBEs is such it's so powerful for people. It's hard to ignore it. But anything that takes us inward allows us to open up and be receptive to this immense power that's flowing through us, especially when you consider that our thoughts are creating our reality. Amazing. If you really internalize that, it's mind blowing. It's like we're each nuclear reactors walking around, but we're stunting our own growth. And the more we open, we allow that nuclear power to begin to be expressed in our own lives, because that's truly what we're capable of. We have this the power is beyond our ability to comprehend. And the more we open to it through OBEs, meditation, the more we can begin to express that in our own lives. And it is just an incredible, wonderful process.
It really is. And I would implore that everybody who feels negative about life, that they start working on things like this, because it will change their life.
Oh, absolutely. Because that's a shame today that so many people are focusing on the negative. That's one of the biggest problem
huge.
In our society.
Well,
right
they're
now.
They're being bombarded with it, William, every day. I mean, you look at what's happening in society today, on this planet today. It is amazing. The fact that people can even hold on is, I think, a gift at this point.
Well, when people don't realize, when they focus on negativity, they draw that in their own lives. And it's a principle of the universe. There's no getting around it. We attract what we think about. It's that simple. And that's one of the things about OBEs. You realize that when you have an OBE, how powerful you are. Your thoughts are manifesting your reality. And you really take stock of your own thought process. You begin to realize, don't think about, don't continue to manifest these negative thoughts, because they will become physical in your life. And it's a shame. That's what 9/11 has done. There's been a great shift of consciousness at 9/11, because we've become a fear-based society.
True.
And this has had a huge, this is why, one of the reasons the economy is going south. It's all part of this negativity and the housing issue. If you look at it, it's all about energy. And the more that the group, 300 million Americans are thinking negative, it has a huge global impact on every aspect of our lives. The property values, the job markets, the core underlying issue of everything, including the economy, is our thought process. And as long as we continue to think negative and fear-based, we will continue to be in a state of struggle. And that's why we have to break out of as an individual. And that's one of the things I talk about in my workshops, breaking out of this cycle of negativity that we have, where we're surrounded, we're bombarded with negativism. And we have to break free of that. We have to create a bubble around us, of energy bubble. and begin to focus on the positive. Because when you focus on the positive, then the positive will manifest in your life. And this is incredibly important for all the listeners out there to take to heart. And OBEs is just one way to do this, because you begin to see your own future manifested through thought forms. But for God's sake, focus on only the positive and never focus on the negative. And then you will see a change in your life manifest.
It's huge.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Everything that's happened in my life, I once made a list of 50 things I wanted to experience when I was younger. And I wrote them down during a boring business meeting. And within 7 years, I had these are 50 things that were impossible at the time because I had two small children, no money. Within 7 years of focusing on these items, they all manifested. They were traveled to all over the world, you know, all kinds of things. Most of it was travel, going to see the Great Wall, going to Paris, going to Rome. I've done all these things because I focused on these 50 positive things. I crystallized. All matter is crystalline thought. That's what matter is. Well, and the more we focus on the positive aspects of this crystalline thought, the more it will manifest in our lives. This is the entire key to creation, and the entire key to our individual creation for each of us.
You know how sometimes when you're ready to fall asleep, you feel that jarring effect? Is that the astral body starting to leave the physical, and then somehow it comes right back down again?
Absolutely. That's a shift of it's many people would perceive it as the etheric. It's the what I perceive as or write as the energy duplicate. But yes, that's your energy body separating from every time you get that jerk back, and every listener right now is experience this. You feel like you just fallen into your bed or on your sofa. You were floating above. That's exactly what's happening. It's an abrupt reconnection of, let's call it, your astral body to your physical body. And this is all part of the OBE training process. When you begin to self-initiate OBEs, this will happen quite frequently.
What about the old hag syndrome? Does that have anything to do with this?
That is also, yes, it does. The old hag syndrome, or there's many words for it, but yes, it's an energy blockage is how I perceive it. I do not perceive it as an objective entity that's actually sitting on your chest. I've experienced this as a like a bag of sand on my chest, and it's generally it's just an energy block. And there are certain techniques you can do to eliminate this. You send light to it, for instance.
All right, we've got a minute to go. Go for it. The technique.
Well, one of the easiest techniques is to simply use affirmations as you fall asleep. Now, I write about 100 different techniques, but let me share one that's probably the easiest. As you're falling asleep, and ideally do not do an out-of-body technique in bed. We're conditioned to sleep in bed. Use your sofa. Ideally, sleep for 4 hours, get up in the middle of the night, then go to your sofa, and then begin to repeat affirmations. Get comfortable in your sofa and repeat, now I'm out-of-body, and hold that thought, that affirmation, as your last conscious thought as you're beginning to drift to sleep. And that can really initiate an out-of-body experience. Now, one of the keys is to get up in the middle of the night, ideally, and move to your sofa. Now, and the reason I stress this is because your bed, you're conditioned to sleep unconsciously.
Right.
In your bed.
Yet you still want to be tired to be able to pull this off.
Right. You want to be rested, tired. So it's perfect during a nap. But go to the sofa, do a solid affirmation.
All right, Bill, stay with us. William Buhlman, our guest, will take your phone calls next on Coast to Coast AM.